We are competing for $1 million this year at the Heritage, so let's break down the best plays on the slate, starting with the best play in Cam Smith. Cam Smith does exactly what we want at the RBC Heritage. We're looking for people who can putt, have really good short games, because these are smaller greens, and strong iron plays, especially your short irons. And Cam Smith, as you can see right here, finishing third at the Masters. He blew up on Sunday on the weekend down the stretch. Other than that, played fantastic. And then a win at the Players, where he gained, oh yeah, almost 7 strokes with those irons, and almost 12 strokes with the putt. He's already won twice this year and has 4 top 5 finishes in his last 6 events. Now, he's set at $10,800 on DraftKings, which of course is expensive, 16-1 odds to win this, finishing here top 10 last year. I'm definitely concerned to see what the ownership will be, considering he just won the Players. He's trending this year, coming off of a big week at the Masters where he was on your TVs a lot. But the hope is that guys like Colin Morikawa, who also finished top 10 at the Masters, DJ, who's trending, Cantley, who's always popular, can pull some ownership from him. Now, Cam Smith's not cheap, so the best value play on the slate today is Tom Hoge. At $7,600, Tom Hoge is my number 2 overall play this week, and we just so happened to get a bargain with that after finishing top 25 here last year. He's also trending in a nice direction. He finished runner-up at the American Express, and then he ended up winning Pebble Beach a few weeks later, and since then, he's been solid. He's making the cut. He's having nice performances. He's gaining 10 strokes tee to green like he did at the Players, a very difficult event. We're getting very strong iron play here, especially those short irons. Everybody's basically going to hit the fairways. It's what you can do after that. The concern I would have, though, and because he's cheap, it's okay, is that the putter and around the green play, a short game, can be very hit or miss. Recently, the around the green a little better, the putter hit or miss. As for the rest of the 7K range, up top, I would probably skip over a guy who I think is going to be very popular in Jason Kokrak. We liked him last week, and even Matt Kuchar or Brian Harman. Right in between there is Kevin Na. He finished 14th at the Masters this past week after looking really bad at the Arnold Palmer, losing over 11 total strokes, and at the Genesis, missing the cut as well. So maybe people jump on him a little bit. I think those names around him will be more popular. But he's got decent enough irons to get you there, and he's a very good short game player, so he's normally going to pop at these types of courses. And then we get to the $7,300 price tag, where Sebastian Munoz, JJ Spahn, and EVR, Erik van Rooyen, all look pretty solid to me. JJ Spahn specifically, I'm hoping he doesn't pick up ownership, but he won the Valero, so people know his name. That got him into the Masters as a late add into the DraftKings field, and the last guys into the Masters. And he shows up and makes the cut, gaining over 4 strokes, which I think people that have been tracking him and trailing him are going to get on him. But 7K options are never all that highly owned. And if we do think, as the week goes on, using my tools down below on Patreon and the ownership projections and player projections, if we do think he's going to pick up ownership, it's pretty easy to then just pivot to somebody else, like an EVR, who he ends up missing the cut at the Masters, but just like JJ Spahn, the week before looked good. Now, he didn't win an event like JJ Spahn, but he contended at the Players, and this sets up a lot better for them. His approach play at the Players gains 11 strokes. We don't know what went wrong for him at the Masters. He lost 3.5 strokes, but a lot of that could have been maybe from off the tee play, and that doesn't matter here at all, really, as it did at the Masters. Another guy right at $7,300 would be a little bit more of a consistent player and somebody I could see people to going to as a safe option this week, and really maybe all these guys pick up 5-7% ownership at most, and that is Sebastian Munoz, who continues to make the cut now in 5 straight events, has made the cut in every event that he's played this year besides the Amex back in January, and he actually has surprisingly good around the green play for smaller greens here. The problem is, as it always is with Sebastian Munoz for the past year or so, is his short game from a putting standpoint. In this course, Harbortown at the RBC Heritage is going to be one of the shortest courses on tour, just 7,100 yards, a par 71. It's going to rely on your putting and your approach play. Now, the best range on this slate just might be the highest owned range this week, and that's what I'm thinking, this $9,000 range. 4 guys from the 9K range are in my top 20 plays of the week, and we could start up top with a guy we were on heavy last week and finished very nicely in Shane Lowry. Shane Lowry last week ends up finishing at the Masters 3rd overall. We had an outright winner on him. We had a top 5 placement ticket on him. That ends up hitting, and I play him and Rory in DFS, and if we didn't have 2 guys missing the cut, it might have been a good time, but he is just trending so fantastic right now. He's finished top 15 now in 4 straight events, including 2 top 3 finishes. Everything is clicking for him. He took advantage of a bad weather day at the Masters on Friday and Saturday. And on shorter courses over the last year, he ranks number 1 in the field in approach play. Some of his off the tee accuracy and driving distance issues can be somewhat mitigated here as well. Now, Lowry's the most expensive guy in the range, the least expensive at $9,000 flat. Russell Henley, who ended up finishing top 5 here last year, is actually my highest ranked player in this field. And everything just looks consistent. He plays all of the time. He has made every single cut, with his worst finish being 33rd overall. He ends up playing well at the Masters, making the cut, finishing 30th in really tough conditions, especially for his skill set. And all he does every week is pick up strokes on approach. The putter has been very good so far this year, nowhere near as bad. And his biggest issue is right here. His off the tee play is the biggest issue. Well, beautiful. This might be the course where off the tee matters in driving distance the absolute least. He is a top 5 play for me this week, and I think he'll end up being my favorite $9,000 option, both because he's cheap and people will go to a lot of other players. Some of those other guys are going to be a cheaper Sun Sungjae Im at 9,300. He stole the show in a sense on Thursday at the Masters to open it up. He ends up finishing top 10 there. My guess will be that Corey Connors will be one of the two highest owned guys on the slate, if not just in this 9K range alone, and that's because he finishes top 10 at the Masters. He's a fantasy darling now for a year straight, basically. If you go back in my ownership projections on Patreon, linked in the description, he's been 20%+ owned in back-to-back weeks. And now much of the same could be said here for Daniel Berger. The only thing is he didn't play well at the Masters. He loses 7.6 strokes. He struggled in the bad weather on Friday and he finishes 50th. He makes the cut but finishes 50th. So maybe we get a little bit of ownership relief here, but my guess is the field is not going to be fooled by that. But maybe, just maybe, we get it. But before that, everything is extremely consistent from him. The off the tee play, the approach play, the putter is the big thing combined with that approach play. So my guess is Connors is the highest owned guy in this range, and fingers crossed Daniel Berger stays below 15% or so owned. We'll see in the tools throughout the week. Now, in my opinion, the worst range on this slate is actually the $10,000 and above range. And that's going to seem like a hot take for a lot of people, especially since I like Cam Smith so much. But I do think that Justin Thomas, who obviously is great but inconsistent, is going to go overowned. I do think that Patrick Cantlay, who has been struggling as of late, will go overowned. And Dustin Johnson has been completely fine. He's been very good here, but he will definitely go overowned. He's known for showing up and playing well at this contest when nobody else is there. And now there's actually some other dudes here. For the most part, it's just Cam Smith early on that I'm liking in this range. If I had to choose another guy, I would go to Colin Morikawa. When you think about iron play and short iron players, Colin Morikawa likely comes up as maybe your first thought for the best irons in the world. The biggest problem with Morikawa is that short game, like the around the green play. He finishes top five at the Masters, is another top 10 finish at a major event. The problem is the around the green play and the putter can completely take him out of an event. And when he is as expensive as he is, I'd rather just take that chance on guys like Tom Hoge and cheaper options. Or on Dustin Johnson, who might be the worst play on the slate. And maybe that blows up in my face and it's a hot take, but I'm guessing he's going to come in with 20 to 25% ownership. DJ has looked solid with a top 10 at the Players and then played the Masters well, finishing 12th overall. And he's always showing up to this event, whether it's for sponsor reasons, the following week, and he's had four top 20 finishes in the last 6 years. So you get the big name trending well at some massive events, the Players and the Masters lately, who has proven success here and is not the most expensive or not even the second most expensive on the slate. And if you were to factor in that his putter is just kind of average and his approach play can be very hit or miss, I mean, on approach over the last 20 tournaments, he's not even gaining a stroke, makes it a lot easier to say, yeah, I'll probably get away from the guy who's going to be picking up a good amount of ownership. And for some of the higher owned guys, a good way to pivot off of some of that ownership is in the prop market. And you can use the code GOLF, G-O-L-F, to get a free bet up to $100. That is 10 nights to eat out on Uber Eats or Chipotle or whatever you want. You can use that code GOLF and you get that free bet up to $100. So check it out on prizepicks.com, code GOLF. My favorite bargain bin option is going to be Brendan Todd, whose game sets up really nicely here. He's actually a top 15 play on the slate for me, and he just so happens to be $6,800. And the last time we saw him was finishing top 10 at the Valero in Texas. He gained almost 8 total strokes, half of those with the putter, gained 2 strokes on approach. Everything was clicking nicely. And then expect like 2% ownership on Brian Stewart, who I'm not crazy about, hit or miss in making the cut, but his biggest downside is his off the tee play. If we look at shorter courses, he's going to be one of the better short game players in this field. He's going to hit almost every single fairway. He's solid on par fours, which is going to make up most of this course at a par 71. But as a cheap player, there are going to be downsides. He is probably and definitely is below average in this field when it comes to approach play, which is a big deal, but hey, his off the tee play is going to be mitigated and he has that good short game to make up for it. And then other $6,000 options who are actually in my top 20 this week, there's four to round them out: Adin Svevenson and Nick Taylor. So if I believe the 9K range has some solid plays and they're probably going to pick up ownership, it makes the 8K range a good leverage spot. And at just $8,800, I don't think Webb Simpson will be the place to get leverage. He won this event 2 years ago. He's finally actually playing well after making the cut and finishing 35th, the best we've seen since November out of Webb. But the guys who stand out as leverage is honestly a lot of the rest of this range. Like Tyrrell Hatton, he has had his problems with around the green play and putting, but those have been coming on as of late, especially the putter. He's gained 8 strokes in back-to-back events at the API and the Players. He's now made 4 straight cuts. At this price point, it starts to become more of a value. He would be the guy that I would think would pick up some ownership though. But the guys that likely don't pick up as much ownership will be guys like Alexander Noren, who's been fine here, top 30s in 3 straight events, maybe a little bit overpriced. People will jump down to the 7K range, which gives us some leverage. And also Chris Kirk, who the putter can get him in trouble a lot. So that's the biggest deal here, but he won't have any ownership for solid iron play. Might be a little bit expensive to pay for, but expect 5% ownership or so. I also think at $8,500, the runner up here last year, Harold Varner, who's trending in the right direction. I mean, the putter and the around the green play can always be a concern, but his around the green has been very strong and his approach is always pretty strong. Lots of ways for you to make some money this week on both DFS $1 million contests out there and the prop market. Best of luck to you beautiful people out there, and I'll see you all in the next one.